¿Cómo ve el gobernador, a propósito del proceso de paz, el futuro de la agricultura en Colombia? Governor, welcome to our country. Good morning.
Well, thank you. We got in last night. We have a big delegation here. I want to thank Ambassador Pinzone and everybody who helped put this together to increase trade between Colombia and the greatest state in America, Virginia.
Thank you very much. Llegó anoche y lo que buscan es precisamente fortalecer los lazos entre el estado de Virginia y de Colombia. Governor, how do you see the future of our agriculture and our commerce exchange in very near times of peace in Colombia?
Well, it's a great question. Our trade has jumped dramatically since the United States and Colombia did a free trade agreement back in 2012. We basically in Virginia did not have any trade with Colombia, and many states didn't. Once that trade agreement was signed, I can say from Virginia, we have increased our exports $55 million since that agreement was signed. So there's more business activity from Colombia into America and more business from America into Colombia. That's even America realized that 95% of the world's customers live outside of America. That's why we're here in Colombia, to increase trade, which increases jobs both in Colombia and in Virginia.
El gobernador nos cuenta que, nuestras relaciones comerciales se han incrementado dramáticamente desde que se firmó el acuerdo en el 2012, un tratado de libre comercio en el 2012. Desde ese entonces, las exportaciones se han incrementado en aproximadamente 55 millones de dólares, en comparación con prácticamente nada antes de ese acuerdo.
El gobernador es muy cercano a la familia Clinton y por eso quiero preguntarle, en una campaña en donde se está mirando con lupa los acuerdos comerciales, ¿cómo ve el futuro de Colombia en este tema si la señora Clinton llega a la presidencia y en el caso también de que el señor Trump lo haga?
Governor, we're also closely watching the campaign trail and we'd like to ask you basically, how do you see our commercial relationships between Colombia and the United States and a state like Virginia, both from Hillary Clinton's angle and Donald Trump's angle?
Well, in full disclosure, I've been close friends with Hillary Clinton for 36 years, and I chaired her last campaign for president. But putting that aside, Donald Trump would be a disaster for the United States of America. He would be a disaster for trade. He has spent the entire campaign attacking trade. He has spent his entire time attacking Hispanics, women. He really has insulted almost every category we have in America. That is not how you build relationships. Friendships, relationships is how you build business. That's why I travel as much as governor. Hillary has a long time history, working as Secretary of State, as a United States Senator, as First Lady of the United States. She's known around the world, respected around the world, and she understands that to grow an economy, we've got to build strong relationships. And those relationships mean both sides benefit from the relationship. Donald Trump, his way or the highway, I can promise you this, Donald Trump will not be president of the United States of America, and I will take it further. And I apologize to everybody who has had to listen to him and watch him and listen to his insults to the Hispanic community. It has been an embarrassment for the United States of America, and I apologize for that.
Bueno, el gobernador nos dijo algo muy interesante. Él pide disculpas por cualquier persona que ha tenido que ver y escuchar a Donald Trump y sus insultos, dice el gobernador, que es una vergüenza para él como americano saber que esto ocurre. Bueno, con respecto a las relaciones comerciales, pues él dice que Hillary es una respuesta muy... cierta, digamos, él ha sido amigo de Hillary por más de 36 años y bueno, ella no solamente es una persona respetada a través del mundo, sino que tiene mucha experiencia como secretaria de Estado, como senadora, y que ella sabe manejar relaciones y amistades entre países y que eso puede fortalecer muchas relaciones comerciales.
Pero a propósito, insistiendo con lo que decía María, los tratados de libre comercio son tema central en el debate en los Estados Unidos. El senador Sanders tuvo mucho éxito atacando los tratados de libre comercio. En gran medida Trump ha atacado los tratados de libre comercio y también se explica por qué llegó a la candidatura republicana. Y ahora incluso Hillary Clinton dice que se opone al TPP. ¿No es un mal momento para la promoción de los tratados de libre comercio en los Estados Unidos?
Governor, trade deals have become sort of a rallying cry in the campaigns this year. They're not particularly popular, and, you know, maybe the rise of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders' popularity in the primaries can attest to that. Isn't it a little bit, you know, even Hillary right now opposes the TPP. So we'd like to know, isn't it like a little bit of an odd time to back up trade deals?
Yep, very good question. We do have a lot of political rhetoric that's going on today as it relates to trade. I think on the campaign trail, a lot of people have blamed their loss of wages and loss of jobs on trade. But I look at it from the broader point, and I stand with President Obama. And President Obama, I have had personal meetings with. I also serve as the chairman of all the governors in America. I'm the chairman of the National Governors Association. I can tell you from a governor's perspective, we cannot increase economic activity. We cannot increase employment unless we are doing business on a global basis. 95% of the world's customers live outside of America. On TPP, Virginia is a very large agriculture state. 35% of our ag exports go to those 11 TPP countries. We cannot let China write the rules in those states and knock Virginia out. So I'm hopeful. My opinion, I am hopeful that once the presidential campaign is over, President Obama is barnstorming America. He wants to bring this vote up in the lame duck session before he leaves office. And I support President Obama. We've got to be in the game on trade. And if you're not in the game, you're going to lose business. And if you lose business, you're going to lose jobs. And I'm just hopeful after the campaign, things will quiet down somewhat. And listen, I'm only for trade deals that are fair, that make work for American workers, that work for our environment. I'm not for, no one's for bad trade deals, but I take the president at his word that he has negotiated this deal out to protect labor rights, environmental rights, and to give up a level playing field. If it's a level playing field, I can win.
Bueno, es verdad. Hay muchas críticas alrededor de, digamos, el acuerdo transpacífico al que se llegó y otros acuerdos de libre comercio. Una de las razones es porque, digamos, los salarios han bajado mucho cuando se ha, y pues el empleo también se ve afectado, la tasa de empleo también se ve afectado. Sin embargo, el gobernador es claro en que él apoya este acuerdo transpacífico y que él está con el presidente Obama, se ha reunido con el presidente Obama y que él considera que considerando que el 95% de los de la gente está que tiene un poder adquisitivo está por fuera de Estados Unidos, ellos tienen que tener unas relaciones comerciales con países vecinos. Y bueno, él dice que él considera que el presidente Obama y sus abogados han negociado un acuerdo sano, no tienen unas leyes laborales muy importantes, también protegen el medio ambiente. Él no se va a poner a apoyar un acuerdo que es malo para el país, pero que él considera que, por ejemplo, para su estado, que tiene una actividad de agricultura tan robusta, es necesario buscar un mercado por fuera de los Estados Unidos.
Precisamente entonces hablemos del comercio entre su estado Virginia y Colombia. Tengo entendido que el estado del gobernador McAuliffe exporta cerdo, granos y soya a Colombia. ¿Cuál es su mensaje a las personas de la industria porcina y de los granos y de la soya en nuestro país?
Governor, we understand that Virginia exports meat, for example, pork meat and other grains to Colombia. So you, from your standpoint, from a state that is exporting all these goods, what is your message to people in Colombia who might also be interested in exporting the same goods?
Yeah, listen, what I say to everybody, we have a very healthy relationship with Colombia. It's grown dramatically to 55 million. It's pork, it's soybeans. We do a lot of soybeans. Pork has been our number one export, but other grains we do as well, and corn. The same thing, what we want to do is also import from Colombia, palm oil and other things that you have, coffee. This is a two-way street. I mean, trade has to work for both sides to be successful. And we're here, as I say, we're here at the invitation of Ambassador Pinzon. We'll see the president this morning. We'll talk about building a stronger relationship with Virginia and Columbia. And, you know, be honest with you, when I come down here and I go back to America and I will talk in the American media about my trip to Columbia, that resonates with the other 49 governors in the United States of America. While Virginia's down there doing this, we should be doing it as well. So there's really a great ripple effect for Columbia to be doing business, you know, with Virginia, but then it opens Columbia up to doing business in all 50 states. And it really is great for, as I say, it's great for Columbia, it's great for Virginia, and what's great for Virginia, I would argue, is great for America.
Governor McAuliffe, thank you very much for being in Colombia and have you a good time in our country.
Honored to be with you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. ¿Qué dijo al final, Mariana?
Julio, pues dijo que es importante encontrar una relación en términos de productos. De pronto hay diferentes clases de maíz o de otros granos, por ejemplo, que Virginia no tenga, que nosotros los colombianos podemos exportar. Y que, bueno, él es muy enfático en esto. Él dice, cuando yo vuelva a Estados Unidos, a mí me invitó el embajador Pinzón acá, estamos muy contentos de estar acá, pero esto también va a tener como un efecto de repetición en Estados Unidos, porque digamos que él va a llegar a Estados Unidos, va a hablar con la prensa, con otros gobernadores de otros estados del país, y bueno, y eso le puede abrir las puertas a Colombia para hacer negocios con ellos también.
Señor Don Félix de Bedut, Sistema W Radio. Don Félix, ¿por qué no le pregunta al director de Planeación Nacional si estaría dispuesto a visitar Chocó vía terrestre y después nos dejaría aplicarle el felizómetro, a ver si regresa tan feliz como cuando se fue? Ya regresamos, esta es la